Pickaxe.
If you like to eat stress-free and healthy, like me, you can do it this spring with Factor. They have delicious, ready-to-eat meals, everyone is fresh, never frozen, and chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 different options, including popular ones such as Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or like me, vegan and veggie. There are more than 60 add-ons you can discover every week, such as breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feeling good all day long. So what are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. If you're looking for gourmet options, there are meals that have premium ingredients, such as filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini and asparagus. And they are no fuss, no mess. Factor eliminates the hassle of prepping, cooking and cleaning up. Simply heat and enjoy the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need, and you can pause or reschedule deliveries at any time. Factor is your solution for fast premium meals without the need for cooking. This month, we're celebrating Earth Day. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. So head on over to factormeals.com/pickaxe50 and you can use code PICKAXE50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your second box. That's PICKAXE50 at factormeals.com/PICKAXE50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is going. Check it out.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
You guys, I got dynamite.
Oh, Jesus, you need that.
Oh, shit.
Rolling up behind us.
Terrible time to switch to the dynamite.
Hello and welcome to the Het Chat podcast. Wow.
That was good, wasn't it?
What an energetic intro there. Thank you very much to our Fingal creator, Marauder.
Thank you.
For your excellent. Thank
wonderful
you.
butchering of Smith's butchered language.
I think it's they've done a great job.
They did do
they
a good job.
They made it sound beautiful.
Sounds like a fucking bop to me.
It sounds like a big old...
What a boppy.
Booty bop.
What a big old bop.
Hey guys, I think I can hear something outside of my headphones.
What's that?
Oh, it's just you two because we're in the same room.
We're in the same room.
Oh, no delays. I am so thankful because the delays, they were sometimes just a little bit annoying. Just a little bit. I'm sure you noticed them.
Yeah, it was a bitch.
I will apologize if you're watching this on the YouTube version. The visuals are not where we want them to be at the moment.
Not quite perfect
enough, and the audio might not be as good, but if you're listening on the podcast...
Of course, it should be good.
It should be all smooth.
He's going to jinx it now. This is going to be the first one we
lose. Fingers are crossed, I'm touching my own wood.
It's going to be the best sounding podcast yet.
I've got wood here.
Rich and quality.
No delay.
Top audio. He's playing with his wand.
Don't forget, this is Hatch Out, the number one Harry Potter themed podcast, not about Harry Potter.
Of course.
There he is.
How could you forget?
Excruciatus!
Excruciatus, there's only so much you can talk about Harry Potter, I think.
There is.
So you start writing
Well, actually, you say that. I've read some recent news about Harry Potter.
Oh, good.
Oh, here we go.
What can it delay?
Oh, yeah.
Until
hold
the
it,
end.
Hold it.
Save the good stuff
Save
to the
good
end.
News.
Yeah.
Is it big enough for the end?
It's
Save
not that
it.
Interesting.
Hold it.
It's not interesting.
It's not even that interesting. Oh, wow. Stay tuned for that non-interesting news coming up later.
It's tempting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Is it about the game?
No.
Okay, I've just saw an article. We've got Harry Potter
it's
news
about
people.
In real life Quidditch that people play,
sake.
Which
that
is just
what I meant. Anyway, go on.
Oh, the game. I thought you meant the upcoming new role-playing game.
Oh, that too. Go on, Trump.
Hogwarts Legacy or something like that.
Yeah,
anyway,
that's the
one. Thank you very much to Marauder for sending your fingerlin. If you'd like to send a fingerlin, we'd happily accept it to hatchat@hat-films.com. That is a real email, and please send funny news and whatnot to that, but most importantly, fingles. We love them. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Warning, real email.
Usually our patrons as well, they get some hypotheticals with which to vote for. This week, we let them down because we're setting up in the office again, so apologies for that. Smith, has chosen our hypotheticals of the week. Would you like to kick things off?
Well, Ross, do you want to choose one of the four?
Oh, Christ.
Have a quick scan. You both get to choose one each this time.
Yeah, okay, well, you go first, Trot.
Okay, I'll go first. Okay, interesting ones here. There's four, in fact. We can select a single color that our eyes can see before we are born. What color would you like to choose?
And why was it mud, Chris Trot?
Sorry, what is this question?
This is one of the options. You can look at the other ones.
Yeah, I don't like that one.
Okay, you don't like the single color choice one.
We can select a single color that our eyes can see before we are born.
Yeah.
You only get that color.
Yes, exactly. Not like you see that color before you're even born.
It's like, well, it's all black and dark anyway. And then I'm born with all the colors. It doesn't matter. I thought that was the question. Okay. I guess I'd pick red.
Would you?
Yeah.
Why?
Because red is an important color. In terms of blood, I'd know if I was bleeding. It's also like in a lot of the hues, there's the redshift effect in space, which, things falling in the red spectrum. Is it the widest band?
This is all fascinating stuff. Do you want to look at one of the other questions?
Okay, yeah, sure. It's not fascinating.
Ross, have you had a chance to look at any of them?
I'm looking at them now. Yeah, I'm looking at the... I'll read this one now. Okay, so would you take... £70,000 per week job offer where you get paid to sit in a pitch black room and do nothing for 20 hours a day. Now, my first question is obviously like, how long do you do that job for? Because if you only take it up for, I mean, obviously it's actually probably harder than you would ever imagine it to be. Like, you're literally, I'm guessing, completely pitch black.
Well, it's like being in a sensory deprivation. Yeah.
You are depriving yourself of all senses for 20 full hours of each day.
20 hours.
It'd have to be up to 70k a week, though.
Well, this is the thing. Could you endure that?
How long would you do it for? I guess is a better question then. Like, how long would you do it for before you're like, I don't want to go and sit in a room for 20 hours a week anymore, or a day anymore?
I think as long as I can get... If I can get paid at the end of the week, I'll assess it from there. Because I think 1 week would cause you to probably feel pretty fucking
shit. I feel like 1 day would be pretty bad. Like, of 20 hours.
Well, this is the latest Mr. Beast idea.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God.
Is it? Well, that's going to be a very boring video to watch, isn't it?
That sounds like a little bit like torture, doesn't it? Yeah. Well, and the other things he done hasn't been genuine.
Yeah, well...
Making people...
I couldn't sit through another 10 minutes long.
Keep their hand on a house until everybody else is entirely exhausted. That doesn't sound like torture to you. No, it's not a Mr. Beast idea, but I think it's believable that it could be.
It could be when he starts running out.
It's hard to film that, though. I guess you just get night vision cameras and just watch them. And then
have you seen the latest
goofy
Jackass?
Friends start tickling them. Oh, look, they're tickling him.
The latest Jackass film, they show them all a really dangerous snake. Then they act as though it's escaped. And then they lock two of them in the dark, completely dark room with the snake. Right. And then a couple of the other guys have night vision and they're all just like zapping them and pinching them. And like some, like this is some of like the guys that have done some of the craziest stunts. And they're like, that was the most traumatic experience I've ever been through. Dave England says he thinks he got PTSD from it. And they only did it for about half an hour. Like
Dave England goes through all sorts of fucking shit.
Or didn't he eat his own... Sick and eating.
I don't know.
Oh, no, remember the egg?
He's like the punching bag.
Yeah.
Of the group.
He looks
takes it,
quite taxed by it as well.
Like, yeah, but also still clearly not paying him enough that he's still going back. So, like, is he doing it for fun anymore? I don't know. It seems like you can't even catch a break even in between shoots.
No.
Like, they're constantly trying to get each other with a fucking razor blade or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, my hair.
Kind of hellish. But yeah, no, I think I would do it for a week, this job.
Yeah.
And then assess from there. But I don't think I could... I'd struggle after the first day. 20 hours. And if you have to stay awake as well, that's hard. Staying awake in a pitch black room.
Yeah.
Your mind would just go to places you've never been before.
I think it'd be interesting for a while. You're right, though. I think it's a terrible way to spend your life, even if you do get money for it. But I think, you know, sensory deprivation tanks do have an effect on people, and it can be quite positive. Yeah. But probably not every day for 20 hours.
But, like, would you start feeling like, well, is that a draft? What's that? Is there something in here with me? I think you would get that, like, how do you imagine the first... Mm-hmm. Things will go through your head if you're so your eyes closed, you pitch black,
maybe noise,
maybe your eyes are open, you're trying to see,
yeah, and then it's pitch black. I think the panic would set in, like, I might have gone blind in this time, I don't even know if I'm ever gonna see light again.
Oh my god,
it's a war against your own paranoia,
yeah.
Like, it's
like keeping calm throughout the whole thing might be very difficult,
yeah.
And then you don't know what's real and what isn't real, because you can't really have any visual stimuli to, like, be like, okay, I'm still in this room, it's okay. I can see the four corners of this room, but you can't.
But even with boring jobs or, like, kind of retail, that's mind-numbing in itself, and you can see things and have to do things. But, like, a pitch black room...
I used to hate that feeling of just whittling down the hours.
Checking the clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just the time just came to a crawling stop. And you just were so tired and you didn't want to do the task, and you were spreading out certain tasks you didn't have enough to do in the day.
Oh, mate, they would make us, like, just completely pull shelves off and redo everything again. They would just be like, let's just take everything off of here and kind of reshelve it slightly. Slightly differently. Very
just
slightly
push
differently.
Push it all to the front, would you? Just tidy
it's just
up
like,
it.
And, God.
I'll mop that area again, would you?
Did I tell you this before? That where I worked before the Currys, the manager there was a complete arsehole. And he made one of the other guys, because he had nothing to do. Again, it was one of those slow days. He was like, oh, can you just mop the entire warehouse? And this warehouse was fucking huge. And so one man just mopping the entire thing. He says, all right, we're not going to go home until he's mopped the entire thing and stairs as well. He mopped it until and it was a shit mop. The mop ended up breaking, and, like, it's one of those metal ones, so, like, the aluminium. So it, like, folded, and it created, like, a pinched up bit of metal.
Yeah.
His hands were just bleeding. He was just still mopping, because it was just like, it's one of those situations where you're of an age where you're not really sure of your own rights, almost.
Yeah,
like, you're working
yeah.
because you're like, well, I need the money.
Such an exploit.
But this guy was just like, he came down the stairs, he goes, I think I've mopped everything now. Really dejected. And it's just like, bloody hands, like, he was just a mess. I was like,
why
fuck
does that
me.
Person not feel anything?
Yeah,
like, the person
just
that set him to that task.
I was like, oh, like,
man. My God.
I would have just thrown the mop at him, told him he's a cunt and quit.
Yeah.
I was like, this is ridiculous. That's... And also, it's just one of those things where it's like, you don't need to do that. Like, they have cleaners. That was, he was a salesman. He was on sales.
Right.
It's just, it was such a slow day. He was just making him do stuff because he was just got a power trip.
Salesman got demoted to mopman that night.
Yeah, it was bollocks.
Awful.
But, yeah.
And well, imagine being that guy, but only being able to see him red as well, whilst mopping.
I can finally see my hands. But he's just cutting himself on purpose.
Clean.
So is everything else non-existent himself. To you in this situation, or is it only you see everything as red, though? What are you imagining?
I imagine, you know, when you color correct something and you strip out the blues and greens and everything's red.
Yeah. So you wouldn't really be able to tell it's blood. You'd just be like, look, this is red and everything else is red too.
Everything's red. I guess it's either red or black, maybe?
Black. Everything is black.
Wow.
Like, if you've got the
black
conicals in your
red.
Eye, right, that's stimulated by red, green, and blue.
Yeah.
And you remove the blue and green, this is color blindness, right? So it would become like a desaturated gray.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you would be able to see distinguishing the spectrum, right? You'd be able to see reds, and then everything else would be a monochromatic or desaturated, right?
Yeah, like dog vision.
Yeah.
Like dog vision.
So
yeah.
Basically, what I'm trying to get at is, if I pick red,
yeah,
and then I watch Schindler's List, what would happen? It would look exactly the same, wouldn't it?
You wouldn't notice that subtle artistry.
I would. I would, because it's literally just that red moment.
Oh.
It would be exactly
so
the
everything
same.
Else is just monochromatic apart from the red. I see what you mean. Not even monochromatic, shades apart from the red.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, I get you. Yeah. but which famous person's body would you take over if you were a zombie? Mine would be The Rock.
So when you're that person, you're a zombie?
You're a zombie, them, basically. I don't know. Yeah, it's a stupid question, but
it's an interesting one. Like, I mean,
that is a dumb question.
Can you imagine Zombie Rock? He'd still be like really.
I guess the idea would be that you want to take over someone that you might want to be, or like be like, oh, you get to appreciate their life. But if you're a zombie,
you've got to survive in a zombie anything. World amongst other zombies competing for
yeah, you'd want a physical.
So he's a big
fit.
Okay. Yeah, well, Dave, let's get wrestlers then.
You know how they do zombies? Yeah. And they're Dave. Like, let's take a chunk out of them. Otherwise, they just look like a really poor conditioned human body. Let's take a chunk, and yet they still move, right? That's the hallmark zombie right. thing. Yeah. They're like, that guy's missing part of his leg. I want just a huge bite to be taken out the top of the Rock's potato chip head. You know, like you know how he's got that sort of like that head that's got that kind of point? I just want a big bite out of that.
Yeah.
And that's... But other
he's
than
got
that,
quite a phallic
jack.
Head, isn't he? Like yeah. the back of his head looks like.
I need to see a picture of him. I just feel like what? Like, is he?
Have a look at the Rock right
the
now.
Rock from the back.
From the
back of head.
What is
the
that going to come up
back
with?
Of
okay,
head.
Yeah, no. The Rock from the back. He poses a lot. He shows off his back muscles. So
look at the back of his head, though, and like isolate that.
Okay, yeah. I'm seeing it. It's almost a Pringle.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's playing
exactly.
A
big old potato chip. I'm going to bite the back out of that. I mean, I'm not, okay. but like. That's how I'll change the Rock zombie that I'm going to inhabit. And then I'm just going to go around pulling doors off of cars for a while.
So you're using, you've chosen a body that is literally just large, strong.
Yeah.
You'll be
but also
the
Rock.
Zombie.
So like sometimes rock. Other zombies will be like, oh
whoa,
shit, dude.
No way.
You used to be the Rock, but now you're just a zombie.
Are you
with
smart enough as a zombie to distinguish that sort of thing? Because you know, traditionally zombies...
They're pretty...
Mindless and
brain dead. Yeah,
run on base instinct and stuff.
Yeah,
but they would be like, "Whoa, it's Rock!
Oh,
whoa, zombie Rock!
Oh, zombie Rock!
Whoa!"
Who would you choose then to get that same effect? Oh, is that zombie Mick Jagger?
The Queen.
Still
queen.
Zombie Queen.
I'd go for the Queen.
You'd go for a zombie
She's
Queen.
She's almost a zombie as it is. So we've got a visual representation.
There's quite a novelty
pretty much
in there.
Yeah, just a little bit more kind of more grey, more kind of
Can
downtrodden,
you...
bit of blood.
Can you go for already dead people?
Well, clearly not, because they've already been deceased and decrepit.
What
and potentially
recently deceased?
Recently deceased? I don't know. Let's say yes. Well, who are you thinking of?
Queen's husband, of course.
The Queen's husband. Okay, so, well, Jesus. I mean, he was
he
a
already
zombie.
Looked like a zombie.
Dear
Maybe
Christ,
I could
yeah.
be like, well, I didn't die, and I could pass off as a regular person. To the survivors, you know, and then eat everyone
yeah.
secretly.
In this world, how does it work? If you cover yourself in like zombie blood and stuff, are you undetected?
Well,
who knows the rules?
I know the rules. I'm setting the rules.
The
here.
Rules oh, are: if you're a zombie,
yes. if you got a good coating,
good
like,
coating of
if
blood.
If you're like you're lubing up a yeah. meat joint for some cooking,
like I just look like a red, like kind of
yeah.
sloppy mess.
And you can stand next to me, zombie Rock, and I'll look down and I'll be like, yeah. and you're like. Got, yeah, and I'm like, all right, you sold it, yeah.
Yeah,
I believe
okay.
you.
Nice.
Hold on, Trot is who in this situation?
What?
Which zombie celebrity are you?
I was the prince.
Prince who?
He's Prince Philip.
Prince Philip.
Is it Philip?
What,
Philip.
The one that can't sweat?
So you want to be
wait,
my
no,
husband?
Wait, that's
Prince
Duke Edinburgh.
Andrew.
Yeah, yeah.
So if I'm the queen...
Recently deceased
mm-hmm.
Prince Philip.
You're really in a.
We're
really...
fucking getting royalty over here. That we're becoming royalty. What's
yeah,
that
but
about?
The Rock's richer than both of them.
Yeah, but we can fuck each other.
You could.
yeah.
I mean, the Rock's going to fuck both of you.
What?
Yeah.
No, he's not. He's not going to be interested in this.
Oh, of course he's. You're the Queen of England.
There'll be supermodel Who zombies. Wants... There'll be attractive hey. Zombies.
New
he's
hypothetical.
He's not going to fuck the Queen.
You can bang
zombie.
The Queen of England. Do you do it? No
yes.
one's going to know.
Yes.
You do.
No one's going to know.
Yeah. Ross, this is a very
I don't know if
yes.
I would.
Why not?
Well, no one's
oh,
going to know. Why
no one's
going to
know.
You could tell people and you
because
can
it's
it.
An accolade that you've lived through. It's a lived experience.
I don't know if I want that trauma.
I mean, I do wonder if I would remain hard. How would I keep wood
I
for this?
Do it.
I don't know.
I think would you put any like... old lady down and I just don't think... I don't know if I'm...
All right, sub-level hypothetical.
Yeah.
Your zombie Rock, do you bang the Queen or not?
Yeah.
Yeah, because a zombie Rock, and he's lost a bit, the bit of his head, the bit that got bitten
got
out.
The chunk bitten out of his head.
He's got priapism, permanent priapism, so it's not a problem for him.
Right, I was going to say,
he's got an
as a zombie, this is...
Through having a part of his brain removed, he the side effect was he has a giant rod on the entire time.
Wow, okay.
And...
He's just always erect.
He's got a proclivity for the mature women. He searches mature on his search terms. Extra mature.
Again, he's...
So I'm, as the queen,
yeah.
going to see the meet the Rock.
Yeah.
First time I meet the Rock, he's got a big old boner.
A huge rod on. But who's going to call him out on that? Because he turns around in the zombie society and just crushes people instantly with a big meaty hand. They're like, oh, look at him, he's got a...
Well, yeah, like, it's like when... It's like the kind of the theory of Superman. Like, in bed, is he going to just be a complete, like...
Danger.
Dangerous machine.
No, he has a little cock ring that's got a bit of kryptonite.
Oh,
on it.
I like it.
Just a little bit. Just
a little bit to weaken him down.
It's a tiny little diamond encrusted. Just a tiny, it's a tiny little pebble
of kryptonite just to ease it.
Little cock ring.
Wait, honey, I gotta get my cock ring. We can't do this.
It'll
here.
Be too much, honestly.
I'll be just strong.
Unless you're Wonder Woman, in which case that's fine.
No, I think the Rock would destroy the Queen or make her crumble into dust if she's. I mean, even now, even if she did that, even if they met now pre-zombie, you'd crush her into dust. I think she'd. I think they'd both enjoy it for a bit.
Okay, and you're paid £70,000 a week. Okay.
Let's combine these
two.
Stay in a dark room with zombie room
with
Rock
zombie
and Queen
Rock and the Queen
fucking somewhere in the room.
Yeah, they're constantly fucking in the room somewhere, but they keep moving around, so your sense of direction and stuff is... Do you think that makes it better or worse than just being in a...
I think it'd make it funnier.
I don't know.
Are they going to then eat me after they're done?
No, there's no threat of them hurting you. There is the smell, though.
But and I can only see red.
No, you can't see
shit. It's pitch black.
Pitch black.
Oh.
All right, it's 100,000.
I think it would
and
be.
And it's your parents having sex in that pitch black room. But you can only hear them. But they're doing it for 20 hours. 100K.
It's a lot, isn't it? Christ. What would you do? Offer them water?
No, you can't. You can't see them. You shouldn't be moving around, really. Just in case.
Hours.
Just in case your hands.
20 hours.
You're hearing your parents fornicate.
I'd say like
right now.
5 minutes.
Right now,
in.
It's happening. Lights are off.
This is what it sounds like.
5 minutes in, I'd be like, you've lasted longer than I've ever lasted. Thank you. Congratulations.
Oh Christ. Swilling a paintbrush in a pot.
Why is it so sloppy? It's
what's
gross.
Going on there? Who's that? Who's that?
You
what's
know
that noise?
You know who this is.
Who is it?
You know.
No! Say your names! Wait, don't say your names! I can't hear you! Ooh, oh my god, that sounds horrible.
Yeah, it's pretty grim.
But 100K is pretty good, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
But what does it matter? You know, it's a natural thing. It's how we all came into existence.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like getting paid 70 grand a week.
Money is nothing.
I mean, this is
what if you were offered 200K to film your parents' sex tape?
200K to film it? I mean, you could just go in on a deal with them. Like, come on, guys, right? We all know what we're doing here.
We all know what we're doing.
No, I don't think I would, actually. Because I think
are you a quick finisher? Because it doesn't matter how long. We get the money once it's done.
I think the pressure of being filmed and knowing that family members are around you would make it harder.
Do you think so? I'd go softer.
Oh, you're already rock hard, Trot.
I'd go softer.
No, make it harder to finish.
Oh, God, it worked. Well, you see the documentaries all the time. Whenever documentary crews get involved with like these porn productions, normally the guy's just like, yeah, well, I'm just not used to all these people around me, and it's a hot day.
It's hot.
I'm tired. I didn't get any sleep last night. It's a hot day. And you're asking me questions. Fuck this. This isn't how it normally is.
I've been put off. I can't get a rod on now.
Fuck it. Let's do this tomorrow.
Fucking hell, my rod.
Soldier Cassandra, I can't perform like this.
Also, I'm so lonely. I keep trying to make relationships out of the people I bang, but they just...
That's the story of Louis Theroux one. But yeah, there was one recently.
Everyone's just
it was on
there
BBC
to work.
Three, I think.
No one wants a drink afterwards.
It was like an OnlyFans one, and a couple, and then this guy was just like, yeah, no, I'm not used to loads of people just watching me. Which, to be fair, that's, you know...
It's a different relationship.
I can't piss in front of a group of guys. I find that kind of hard to do. To relax. Shoulder to shoulder at a urinal. I don't feel comfortable.
The only time I don't feel comfortable at a urinal is where I'm wearing a pair of shorts where I have to like pull my junk over the top because there's no fly. That is a time where I'm like, that's enough.
Of all the things.
What?
Of all the things to be. Why that?
What? Well, like as in, I'm all right.
Why that?
At a urinal. But I'll go into a stall if I've got a pair of, like, swim short style shorts on that involves me pulling, like, everything out.
It is clothes dependent, I think.
Yeah, because, like, I can sneak...
It is clothes dependent.
I can sneak my little mole rat out.
Pop the little snake out the hole.
Yeah.
Or it's pants down to the ankles.
Yeah, that's one
or
the other.
You know.
One or t'other.
One or t'other.
But, yeah, no, I don't really have that problem, thankfully. But like, yeah, I can see why it exists. I think that, and also just like, we went into a urinal in Amsterdam where it was a square room and they'd put a urinal in each of the corners. And it was such a good way to do it.
I thought
it gave
so as
you
well.
So much more privacy.
Ultimate privacy. Yeah.
Like, because a lot of these urinals, I'm reasonably tall, you're reasonably tall, Chris Trott's of average height. Urinals, when they sometimes put the barricade things up to give you a bit of privacy, you can just see right over it. And you just like look at, you glance slightly left.
Always looking.
And you're getting an unsolicited look at watching someone you've never met piss.
Yeah, those barriers do nothing.
Yeah. Nothing.
Have you ever been at a urinal and someone's like peered over though?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I've had weird dudes in toilets as like a young and adolescent boy definitely looking at my dick. Definitely. And I'm like, look, it's a good one. No, seriously, yeah. I have. In the past, I've always thought, like, why the fuck was that guy staring so much?
In this scenario, your eyes are locked onto his.
Yeah.
And his are looking down
at my penis. Yeah.
You have to look at them to, yeah, for the...
You're there just, like, looking to your left, like, look at my dick.
Stop that. Yeah.
But, like...
I think those are splash barriers, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, they probably are. But sometimes they're privacy-based.
If you've ever worn shorts and taken a piss in a toilet...
Yeah.
You know... No flow is consistent enough.
Oh God!
Sprinkle.
Get everywhere. That dribble as well at the end.
Dribble.
Fuck me, the dribble. Well, yeah, this is the other problem.
Tap it off.
Well, but even then, this is the problem with the old mole rat over the top of the shorts routine. Is that like it creates an indentation?
A
exactly.
A U-bend,
like
yeah.
A slight little bend in the urethra where the base of the penis meets the balls.
And as soon as you flop it back down,
bam! Gravity takes
extra
over.
Leak.
Yeah, that thing is that U-bend's gone, and you always get like 5 mil of piss just going straight into your shorts, and it's embarrassing.
You know that can get damaged. You know that base part can get damaged.
Yeah, well, you're obsessed with damaging your dick.
Well, because I told you, right? I know, like, someone who had to go through it.
Yeah,
they had scar tissue on the inside because during a fornication, they said it bent the wrong way, and then there was scar tissue on the inside, and they had to get a catheter, and then ended up a doctor had to like burn it out.
God fucking damn it.
And then a catheter for like several weeks.
Oh, only for several weeks. So it's a happy ending then?
A happy ending, yeah, because it solved the problem. But like,
dope.
Before then,
dope.
He was saying that he had to literally like kind of strain with all his might to piss.
Yeah.
Just like,
just get it over that.
Come on!
I mean, that is awful. I feel horrible for them, but the impression was pretty funny. And the idea of
it's
that.
Hard. No, yeah.
We laugh in hindsight, right?
In
yeah.
depth. So, but
one
but
day
like,
we're probably
yeah, that can
a
happen.
Like that.
A little bit of scar tissue is enough to cause an issue. So check. If you feel like you can't piss properly, that's get that sorted out.
Did you see that thing somebody posted where they were like, I think it was on our Reddit, r/hatfilms. They got like an egg mixer, you know, like a hand mixer. So it looks a bit like an iron, but it's got the two like whisk things attached to the bottom of it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
That kind of thing. If you cut the bottom off of those like typical whisks you get on them, and it just creates like an opening. So imagine cutting the tip of the whisk off to create like a head massaging opening.
Right.
But then you put
it's not head massaging.
Those no, on your nuts, and then you turn the thing on, and instant testicular torsion. Is that something you're interested in?
Interested in what sense?
Yeah.
Well, you're always worried about testicular torsion, aren't you?
Oh, well, so I want it to happen to me. This is like the theory of when I told someone to eat shit that I want to eat shit.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dungeons and Randomness is putting on Theriathon 2024 this Saturday starting at noon EST on twitch.tv/DANDR. What's Theriathon, you might be asking yourself? That is a fantastic question. It's 12 straight hours of D&D featuring three of our groups back to back to back. Every year has a different theme, and this year we've got something super special for you. Everyone wants to be an adventurer, but most folks simply don't have the skill for it, or they don't want to risk their lives. But the floating magic city of Umenyiro has the answer. High above it all, a small sect of mages have created something called Dreamscape. a way to implant fantastic adventuring memories into your brain without all that pesky risk of death. It almost always works perfectly fine, but recently there have been some anomalies. That's where you lovely people come in. You can help guide each group to safety in case of any, you know, glitches that may occur during their games. Hopefully, with your help, we'll get everyone back to safety and, you know, defeat any ancient evil that may be lurking in the magic that we use to implant memories into brains. See you all there Saturday at noon Eastern for 12 hours of Theriathon.
That doesn't, exactly, the math doesn't add up.
Yeah, no, I'm applying the same logic.
You say, oh, do you like that, you know, testicle torture device? Oh, no, I don't. I don't want things to happen.
You talk about testicle torture.
Oh, you must like it, though, because why would I like that? I don't want that. That's the thing I don't want. The same, the same thing. I don't want to eat shit. I'm telling people to eat shit. What?
So doctors are telling me all the time that CBT is a great way to get over phobias. All right? So I've been torturing the living shit out of my coffin balls.
Torsion my own balls all the time.
Do you feel better?
Yeah, not really, no. They taught me some techniques, but like I've still got psychosis and my balls are a mess.
Have you seen Taboo?
The drink.
No.
Remember Taboo? That was delicious, Taboo.
I don't remember the drink at all.
Oh, just Google it as well, but go on.
No, there was a torture scene in it. And
Taboo, the one with...
Yeah,
with,
what's his name? Bane.
Yeah, the guy that plays Bane. Tom Hardy. I have seen Taboo, and it's great. I will say,
There's a torture scene in it.
Which one?
Oh, near the end.
Right.
I won't spoil it.
I'm sorry. Well,
I won't say who they're torturing, just in case you want to watch it. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
But there's a torture scene where, like, they don't show you anything, and I don't really know what's fully going on, but I think they were doing the testicle thing.
What, turning them?
Because there was a close-up of a squeaking and then, like, a twisting, and I'm like, what the fuck is he doing? What is he doing? They're never going to show us. And, like, I feel like his reaction wasn't matching it fully, so I was like, maybe he's not doing that. But if he was, holy fucking shit.
A little smirk.
There was a little, he was enjoying it.
Ow.
Stop spinning them. It's like the one in Bond where he uses the rope. That is fucking brutal. Like, he wouldn't have anything left. You can't unsmash eggs. Once they've been smashed, there is no more.
Gotta smash a few Gregs.
What question was that based on?
Taboo Blue is a blend of vodka, pineapple, and tropical juices. Seriously, give it a try sometime if it's still made. I feel like it might have been discontinued, but it's like a real like 90s classic. It's just an alco pop, basically. Not really a pop, like an alco liqueur.
Taboo.
That question came from... I don't know where that
it
came from.
It was spun off of a 70k one, 100k one. Something to do with having to listen to your parents in a darkened room.
Yeah.
A lot of dark imagery there for the people listening. Maybe they're in their car. Maybe they're with their parents. Do you think many people listen to this with their parents?
Those who are truly liberated from the shackles of judgment.
Maybe their parents introduce it to their kids.
I'd say this is an easy one, though. This last one, which is not so dark.
Okay, let's throw it out there.
Easy peasy. You're offered a pill that increases your intelligence by 50%, but also permanently removes your hair, including your brows. Do you dare take it?
Including your brows.
Well, obviously, I've dabbled.
You've done what? Which part?
Yeah, with a bit of the pills. I don't know. This question reminded me of, you know, Dune, when they have the...
Have you not seen the new Dune yet, Trump? Oh, I watched it again the other day. It's really good.
It's very good.
I think it's on...
Disney?
Oh, it's on Prime. Now TV. I don't know if you have Now TV, but... I recommend you watch it because it is you'll be entertained by it.
I will definitely watch it.
There's some very cool.
I love Blade Runner 2049.
This is the thing. Style wise, amazing, really good, great music. Hans Zimmer does a swell job.
Nice.
I enjoyed it a second time.
There are these things called mentats, which is a profession. That developed as a replacement to computers and thinking machines. They're basically people. That are very smart, and they get all sorts of drugs and things to
replace.
But they've got these hilariously giant eyebrows. This is like the opposite to that,
right?
I think, I don't know, 50% increase in your current baseline intelligence is a gamble, isn't it? Because like you don't know how intelligent you really are, so it might be like a non-noticeable increase.
It depends. Like,
I think any increase is better, and like, you can just sort your hair out and brows. It's fine.
You could just get
a nice wig.
Get a nice toupee.
You could do. I mean, I don't think I suit a bald head, but I've never shaved my head bald, so maybe that's something I need to do to figure out.
Should we do it together in solidarity sometime? I really don't want to
do it for a real good cause.
I don't want to. I think I'll look terrible.
I think I'll have a really long head. I'm just getting used to the grey hair, so that's fine.
It'll come back though, right? What if it doesn't come back?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's a fear, isn't it? That's a legit. Is there a name for that fear?
What if it comes back like pubes?
Oh, really wiry.
It was just wiry and curly.
Wiry hair.
Yeah.
That would be very off.
I don't know if I'd suit a bald head.
My computer just...
I've got a massive...
You don't think you'd suit a bald head?
Head. No.
I don't know. I think you might be able to rock it.
There's only one way to find out.
Well, exactly. All three of us shave egg films, as someone says.
I might go full Mr. White with it.
Mr. White!
The beard.
To be fair, I think that's... If you can grow a decent beard... Again, I don't have that card up my sleeve, unfortunately. So I can't grow anything. I can just draw it on.
Draw it on. Get
draw
a Sharpie.
On. Got easy a Sharpie peasy. Somewhere. Got one right here. I can just draw it on.
Just tiny little lines.
Just, yeah, like pencil. I'll look like one of the cartoons. I don't think I'll take that pill.
No?
It depends on if I feel like the intelligence would benefit me in any other specific way. Right now, it's probably a good thing that I'm not intelligent. Otherwise, I don't think I'd be making a fool out of myself.
I think intelligence is extremely subjective, isn't it? I don't think... It's very, very difficult to gauge. I don't think you're unintelligent at all. I don't think you need to be humble in that sense.
I think this is a win-win for anyone who is already bald.
Oh, absolutely. But the eyebrows still have to go, which might be the last vestige of hairiness they're holding on to.
It's eyelashes.
Well, yeah, then you're laughing, aren't you?
I guess your eyelashes go as well, right?
Well, probably not.
What does alopecia?
Eyelashes will be gone as well.
No, you don't get eyelashes either. Which actually forms quite a function.
Yeah, your eyelashes are quite a feature in your face, I'd say.
On my face?
I think without eyelashes, you'd lose a percentage of
how much to pluck your eyebrows,
I think.
You know, I get compliments about my eyelashes a lot.
I imagine you do, and it's probably one of those things where if those are gone, suddenly it's like, whoa... Who's ugly eyes over there?
Bald eyes.
Bald eyes. Who's bald eyes over there?
That guy
who's that
like
bald eyes?
Looks like he's taking a ping pong ball and covered it in Billy Bear ham and stuck it where his eyes should be. Oh, does he?
I think I can hear him blink.
He sounds like he's slapping his lips every time he blinks.
Fucking bald eyes over there.
Although we could always curl our eyelashes. I think that's... Mine go straight down.
What do you mean?
To make them more featureful.
They go straight down.
Yeah, my eyelashes go straight down. Like, they just go down. They're very straight lines. Whereas yours kind of go upwards. Like
they flick.
They flare out.
Flare outwards, yeah. They're visible.
Yeah, well, thanks. You can hear them. It's like if you listen very carefully, it's like a swan batting its wings. What was that noise? His eyelashes have grown back. He's gone from a slapper to a flapper.
You know, someone stoking a fire somewhere.
Sorry, guys, I've got to get some altitude.
It's a bird of prey taking flight, surely. No, it's just his eyelashes.
We get false lashes on top of our current lashes. Should I start wearing, like, that million... The stuff that thickens them out?
Yeah.
What, eyelashes?
Yeah.
You could do
it.
Or you could just
get
extended
eyelashes. The classic thing is like, I really like this feature of you, and then some people go down the whole like, I'm going to enhance that feature until it looks ridiculous.
Yeah, until they clump together.
What's the stuff where you get like a little pot and then you put it on your eyelashes? Like a little bristle brush.
Mascara?
Mascara.
There you go. That's the thickening stuff.
That's there's various different versions.
There's different types. There's some that give you like loads of like thickness and others that give you just a bit of colour. The world is your oyster when it comes to mascara trot.
Yeah, no, really. Yeah. You can probably get a beard mascara, right, to make it darker.
Yeah, I tried dyeing my beard once and it's just really obvious.
Oh, it is, yeah. Yeah, I've
like,
got
it just,
the same.
It looks strange.
Well, because it gets on your skin as well.
Yeah, kind of.
So it's same with dyeing like your hair as well, in. Though. If you dye it with a basic kind of thing, because it'll just be
it's
all
too
one
consistent.
Colour.
Yeah.
Whereas that doesn't look natural, whereas like having layers... is natural unless you just kind of like try to layer it, but because it's so short, depends. How long was your beard when you did it?
What, kind the dying?
Yeah,
a bit longer
than it is now.
About 5 mil, probably.
5 mil.
5 mil. I don't know what you want me to do. I can put 5 mil of fillers in the back of the wall if you like, but I don't think the rats are going to get through a 5 mil gap. It's more the sort of exterior wall you've got the problem with. You got a DPM in?
I don't know
where this guy came from.
You got a DPM? You guys got DPM fitted?
No.
What's a DPM?
Damp-proof membrane.
Well, then I hope so.
I do actually have one of those.
You do. Yeah.
Good to my arse, isn't it? Well, I'll see you later.
My decking has a DPM.
That's good.
Does it?
Yeah.
Damn.
Jealous?
Probably necessary. Well, I don't have decking. But when I do and I don't have a DPM, I'll be really annoyed.
Oh, God.
I'm thoroughly annoyed.
Nice.
So, yeah, I'm not going to take that pill.
No, you're not.
In the answer to,
but no, I don't.
Only because right now I think, well, I, you know, I'm all right with.
I'll take
my current.
Exactly.
Trot's going to take it. He's swallowed it already. It's
also,
gone down.
I'll take two.
Also, I feel like intelligence is quite a strong road to mental problems. Because I think the smarter you are, the more you try to, like, get a handle on things.
Well,
or
being
like,
smart doesn't necessarily give you power.
No, exactly.
So then you're just aware. You're just aware of all the
terrible.
It's like listening to all these scientists, like getting worked up about obviously the terrible things happening with climate change.
Yeah.
They're able to see all this stuff happening, but then look at the klutzes in power.
Yeah,
like, fucking hell! There's nothing we can do. Like
exactly.
So not that we should all be dumb and remain dumb.
Yeah, there's still a little inverse.
They say it's
a pill.
Ignorance is bliss, right? The opposite must be the opposite.
Yeah.
Go on, Trot. You got a pill. You
got a little tiny pill.
Yeah, blue pill.
It reduces your intelligence by 10%.
Oh, fuck.
You get
isn't that just
much,
called alcohol?
But you get a much fuller beard, hair, eyelashes.
So more hair for less intelligence.
You look glorious. A glorious mane.
Okay.
Will come out, but 10% less intelligence.
I take it.
Especially if you... How quickly is that growing? Because that's quite a good... If you're like, oh, I want to try long hair today.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how...
You take a pill and then overnight you've got a luscious lock of hair.
Yeah.
Like, twice as dense as before.
Yeah. But you've paid the price.
Almost like a chinchilla density.
Sorry, Trot. We've got a couple of people in chat. By the way, this podcast is broadcast live on twitch.tv/hatfilms. Somebody here is taking four of the hair pills, then take the int up pill afterwards.
So you're min-maxing the pills.
So you're 40% dumber.
Yeah, but if you take
the int pill, makes it all fall out again.
It all falls out, so everything you've built goes away. You need to take the 50% intelligence first, and then dumb it back down again with lots of hair. So you'll be back to normal.
Why? Wow. It's a complicated pill regime, isn't it? I mean, you get one of those boxes that my grandma uses to stay alive.
It's hard to also measure the 10% also, like...
Yeah. That's why I take it, though.
Am I
going to
end up making stupid decisions? Am I going to accidentally roll over myself in a vehicle? Or, like, you know, maybe just walk into traffic? Because I'm like, oh, fuck, I was being dumb. Being silly.
Okay, maybe instead of intelligence, then, it's a hard... 1 hour every 12 hours you black out.
God.
I've just got to go for my
hair.
Sounds
like the side effects.
But you don't know when it's coming.
Hair growth.
You don't know where the blackout's coming.
You don't know which hour it is of the day.
Jesus. Absolutely not. Dangerous that would be.
I've got 3 hours of driving to do today. That's quite
fingers
a chunk.
Crossed.
That's a risk.
At any point, you've got a 1 in 24 every day of doing something awful.
Yeah.
One second of every minute, randomly, it's a total blackout.
So that's only a brief moment, though. But also, what am I getting for this brief moment? So
I don't
longer,
know.
More lustrous hair.
More lustrous hair, yeah. The intelligence thing's removed.
I think some people would go for that. But it sounds like someone's testing medication on you, and it's going wrong. And the issues are, it's not working. If you're blacking out every minute,
Christ,
second of every minute.
You've got modifier on this slightly. For every inch you take off your height...
Yeah.
For every inch you take off your height, you can add to your penis. How many inches do you take off of your height?
I'm going to be fucking hot.
Well, the thing is, luckily for us, I'm 6'3". Yeah. I could just be 6 foot. And that's an extra three.
That's a lot,
really. Pretty damn good.
Jesus like,
that's
Christ.
To extend, three
inches.
Three is crazy. Yeah. Maybe two. Let's not be greedy.
I'm going to keep shrinking until I've got
if it's too big,
leg.
That's silly.
You know, I want to be a tripod, an actual tripod. So I'll lose like a couple feet.
Equidistant.
So it's equidistant to my other legs, and I just want.
Look, girls don't want a giant, a ridiculous penis.
You're telling me you
porn
don't...
is lying to you if you believe that.
He could literally lean forward and still stand up.
I'd be like, look,
yeah, it's a party trick.
Hold on, I've got to get hard.
That's a great piece. Hang on, he's got.
Right, what's this?
He's got to work out, and he hasn't calculated for the lack of blood in his body. He just foolishly said, "Oh yeah, take the height off. Let's just extend it." Mm. Oh, I
also,
feel woozy.
Smith, if you fall on your front, you got a self-righting mechanism.
Yeah, I do. I'm like the best robots from Robot Wars.
I got a built-in stabilizer.
Yeah.
I just got to be naked the entire time.
Watch
or
that.
Have a cock pocket that's just like this lengthy... It shields. It's a sock. It shields it.
It's like the tube that goes into the back of a bouncy castle.
Yeah.
Think sexy thoughts. You've got to get aroused. Just like, I'm going to get us out of here, kids. Think sexy thoughts. You've been crushed under rubble in the school, right? You and a bunch of kids, and the only way
you can't touch it, just think.
Your giant penis to lift.
Why did you create a scenario where you have to think sexy thoughts?
Around kids.
Because
it's funny.
That's
why
he put himself in a school.
I'm not saying that the person in this scenario is attracted
castle
to kids.
With kids. Why?
They're trying to save the kids,
he's
and the only way to do
with
it
his penis.
Is with their penis. I'm sorry.
Why was that where it went though? Oh.
But it's nothing to do with the kids. It's nothing. They're saving the kids.
Why did you put them in?
But
this
you
scenario?
Have to get hard in front of kids
because
to save
it's a
them.
Noble thing to save children from.
He's
going to
get arrested
school.
As soon as he saves his kids.
Shots like, I can't go in there and help those kids yourself. In that broken down school because I might get an erection.
No.
I might be like, I need an erection to save these kids.
I have the world building potential to not include kids in my fucking analogies.
Yeah.
Makes me excited for what's to come in the D&D we've started.
Yeah. Come on, guys. We're all going to get hard.
You did make it clear that there's a lot of kid labor in this.
Yeah, but
ships.
that's
because
accurate,
it's historically
though, it?
Accurate. Yeah.
I saw it in the I watched the trailer for Master and Commander. I haven't watched the film yet.
Oh, for God's sake.
I watched the trailer. I've seen it before though. We talked about it. I talked about the end.
As if you're not trained.
I do need to go back.
Shit, I'm vomiting slugs.
Well, I watched there was an interesting YouTube video where a historian was watching these films and kind of judging how accurate they were. No, they weren't judging Harry Potter. But like, there was one with, is it called The Patriot with Mel Gibson? And he was just like saying, oh, okay, they were shooting their guns off really quickly. And he was just like, all right, well, that's just not accurate at all. It would take them a long time to reload their weapons. And they're just like popping off every few seconds.
It's more
like,
accurate in booty, isn't
whereas
it?
Whereas in Tattoo, I saw they had two guns. So they took two shots, bring up a second gun.
Yeah,
two guns.
And then it was like, now we're off. Yeah.
That's why people wore the braces of pistols. I don't think they'd often wear a full brace, but like you know that. Yeah, exactly.
Did, like,
same. Four shots a minute was the ideal rate of fire for a musket,
and the accuracy was piss poor.
Yeah,
50-foot range potentially.
Yeah,
how accurate was Sharp? This TV series.
Well, Sharp, I believe, was in a rifles division, so there was rifles that had the rifling in the barrel, and that made them accurate to about 200 yards,
right,
at most, which isn't very far.
What about?
Bear in mind, the modern military rifle is about 600 meters accurate.
Am I remembering this right? That there used to be like certain individuals in an army that would be of a certain rank where they had almost like a gun caddy.
Maybe.
Yeah. They fire a gun.
Pretty good.
And then they hand it off to someone to reload it. And then they get given another gun and hand it off to reload it.
Yep. That still happens in like shoots and stuff. If you ever go like into a really fancy like clay pigeon shoot or whatever,
they'll give you the gun.
They'll have a pair of shotguns so that whilst you've got yours on target, the other ones are being reloaded.
You've got the other one over their shoulder or on their arm. Mm. It's just like, there you go, sir. Good. Very well, but great shot. Yes, you missed it. Good shot.
Grouse that we've introduced into the area for you to blast. Yes, very good. We'll go and pick it up and then you can pile them up at the end and we'll just bury them in a ditch. Very good.
Very good.
Best thing is if you do a really bad time at the shooting gallery, you can just shoot the little boy that's handing you the gun and then you can walk back and be like, yeah, nailed it.
We should do a clay pigeon shoot at some point.
The ultimate prey.
But they're very kind of, I mean, the places I've been are very toff heavy.
There's Bristol Activity Centre where we went airsofting, they do clay pigeon.
Is it good as that?
Yeah, it's alright. Yeah. They're alright.
Yeah, I just wouldn't know if they'd be like, oh, these fucking YouTubers over there. What are they filming over there?
What are they doing,
YouTubers?
Then?
Well, like Jake Paul. Fuck off.
Where are you? You do boxing next? No, we're not. None of us have an interest in becoming professional boxers.
We're just trying to shoot these, but we can't hit these. They're going too fast.
Going too fast. Yeah, but Trot, what if it meant that you lost 10% of your intelligence, but you got a $1 million boxing deal? Would you take the intelligence loss of being hit in the head numerous times by a YouTuber?
A million? Yeah, that's, I mean, they do get big money for these things.
50 million, wasn't it ridiculous?
Diminishing returns, right? When you get really dumb.
Oh, exactly. It's only 10% of whatever you've got to start with.
Nothing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll take it.
Can you rebuild? Can you rebuild that intelligence?
No.
Over time?
That's permanent brain damage from being hit by KSI.
Yeah, you don't really want to get hit.
Jesus Christ, I think Trot's dead. Trot, use your karate. Trot, it's time. Switch it on.
20 years.
Switch it on.
Did you have a black belt?
Yes. Yeah. I have a black belt.
Do you feel like you could use that now effectively in any kind of sense?
I have confidence in that if I was to get into a scuffle, I'd know how to psychologically deal with being in a scuffle. Whether I know the specific like moves to like get in and out.
Yeah.
Kamehameha.
I wouldn't break out Pinan Ninan.
You wouldn't do it.
How old were you?
I was 15 when I stopped.
Oh, okay. So it's been a few years.
I was the youngest black belt in the region.
Right. Okay.
He was. He was feared. People used to walk down footpaths and cycle paths, and they'd be like, "There he goes."
Youngest black belt.
They call. Do you know? Well, he's wearing his full gi and black belt. He won't.
He's always
that's how. He won't
always
take it off.
Walking around with it. Do you still have the outfit trunk somewhere?
The gi.
Yeah.
I think my mum does.
Nice.
Maybe.
Maybe you should bring it in and replace your lounging jacket.
I was only first
it.
Dan, though. I wasn't like second Dan.
Oh, third all Dan. Those Dans.
So how many Dans can you possibly know?
I don't know.
Nine Dan? Ninth Dan's the highest Dan, isn't it? It was 12th Dan the highest Dan.
There's a lot of Dans. They should have just introduced more colours, frankly.
Yeah.
Get to black, and what's up? Black 1,
nothing
2, 3,
gets cooler
4.
Than a black
after
belt,
this,
though, does it?
Do you get a gold belt?
That would be great. I think we should then go into like.
They should get gold belts.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Metallic
I don't know anything
colours.
About. Yeah.
Metallics. And then like camos.
Yeah, camo
so
belts.
Like urban camo and pinks.
We should just go through the spectrum of Call of Duty's like gun skins.
Yeah,
which guns. Honestly, they've been very creative
karate.
With all the random ones they've got.
Yeah, with modern microtransactions. And
gold is very close to yellow.
I am
yellow's second, like the second belt you get.
But I'm shiny.
Prestige 3 in judo.
No, I'm prestige 3. I went through the whole thing again.
I've prestiged.
He's wearing two belts.
He forgot it all. He got so badly beaten around the head that he's relearned.
He forgot
it.
The whole thing. He prestiged.
I wiped my memory and started from fresh. I still kicked everyone's ass.
Shall we do a video where we're all in a gi and I have to teach you karate based on how little I now know.
Yeah, we've got crash mats in the warehouse. We were going to get crash mats a while ago just because we wanted to jump around in there. I don't know what the main thing, but we just thought crash mats seemed like a good idea. And I'm not against the idea.
A lot of your specifically early ideas were suspending us from the ceiling. Almost all of them were like, let's recreate skydiving in the warehouse.
We've got a building with quite a lot of verticality to it. And I think it's just a shame if we can't use that verticality for something that involves us either being launched or flying or maybe just fake flying in form of on a green screen. I like that idea.
I don't put much trust in.
But then I don't know what we'd use those for. No, I wouldn't know. I mean, there are steel beams, but it's just we can't get up there.
You also don't necessarily know which way they're like. Able to take load as well, you know, because those steel beams could be like used in some sort of
I'm just
wall
saying, I want to fly.
What if there's jet fuel?
Well, we could just go to one of those skydiving centers to achieve that.
We should do that.
I mean,
I think that was one of the ideas a long time ago. We just, oh, that looks cool. Let's do that.
Got loads of ideas.
Feel weightlessness. But no, right now we're just doing D&D in there. So that's cool.
D&D
and ranking.
And ranking stuff.
Yeah.
Oh. And you should check those out if you haven't already. It's probably a good time to wrap up, actually.
Oh, it probably is.
And tell everyone that we are now doing a D&D show, hosted, dungeon mastered by Alex Smith, taking us into his world of pirating adventures. It's a kind of tongue-in-cheek, humorous take.
It's an ultra-serious, realistic, Milsim-esque sailing experience.
Yeah.
Okay, roll to tighten ropes. You fail.
I got a 3.
Oh, God. The spinnaker's fucked.
Friction burn.
It's coming in podcast form.
Yeah, it will be
say.
In podcast form.
Yes, it will be in podcast form. But if you want to watch it now, if you go to the Hat Films YouTube channel, you can watch it.
And yeah.
Craig in it as well.
Craig's in it. There's this art, lovely art, drawn by Casper Lundsfried.
Yeah, it's really good. And it's like, it will be a short-ish series, so you don't have to feel like, fuck, this is going to go on for years.
When's this going to ever end?
It will end, and we'll do more if you like it. So please check that out. Also, thank you to our big Patreons for
indeed
bigging up and supporting us on patreon.com/hatfilms.
Yeah. Thank you to them.
Very much appreciated there. And again, if you have any funny news or a fingle, ping it our way to our hat chat at hat-films.com. Email. Much appreciated.
Nice.
We're back in the office now. That's great.
We are. That's good, isn't it? And this is kind of like, we still need to iron some stuff out.
Yeah.
And tidy. If there's still
we want
to
like reduce some of the clutter we had before. We had a tight setup where it was all real-time as shit, but the cabling was a nightmare.
It was a nightmare.
So we learned stuff in lockdown, and we want to apply that now.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got some smart people in the office that can help us, so...
Yeah.
It will get better as we go. Thank you for listening, everybody, today. I hope you all have a great week. And we'll be back next Friday for more Hat Chat. Any final
words? Actually, it's going to be a different day next week.
Oh, so
that's
right.
It's going to be Thursday at 11, I think, next Thursday.
Early Thursday, okay.
The release schedule for the podcast should be similar.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, see you all then. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bloody day, everyone. Bye for now.
Bye. Goodbye.
That's a new age war song.
I just got-